Good afternoon. A mixture of sunshine and clouds and a developing southerly wind will help temperatures push into the lower to mid-80s today. With a warm front passing through the region, the humidity will also rise, leading to billowing clouds throughout the afternoon and an eventual shower or thunderstorm by dark. Some of the storms could pack a punch with gusty winds and hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. A low pressure wave riding along that same front will track through the region later on during the evening and overnight tonight, with additional showers and thunderstorms, and some of these could be on the stronger side as well. Overnight tonight, the activity will eventually wind down, leaving low clouds and areas of fog by sunrise tomorrow as lows drop back into the 60s. So a cloudy start tomorrow with areas of fog giving way to increasing sunshine during the day on Saturday. It'll be mild with lowering humidity throughout the afternoon and temperatures in the lower 80s. High pressure will build in, keeping it dry late Saturday and Saturday night, and that high pressure center will dominate through the day on Sunday with mostly sunny skies and highs reaching the lower 80s once again. Another disturbance will head through the Great Lakes and into our region on Monday, bringing increasing chances for showers and thunderstorms again to start the new work week. Highs on Monday will be around 80. And right now, it looks like we'll have some leftover showers Tuesday morning, followed by increasing sun with highs in the lower 80s. More sunshine with high pressure and control on Wednesday in the lower 80s before the next disturbance brings another risk for showers and thunderstorms by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Midwest and lower Great Lakes. An upper-level trough will progress eastward over the Great Lakes region today as a cold front advances southward across northern Illinois and lower Michigan. As temperatures warm, moderate instability will develop across a large area from the mid-Mississippi Valley northeastward across the Ohio Valley and into the central Appalachian Mountains. Increasing low-level convergence and instability just to the south of the boundary should result in surface-based thunderstorm development this afternoon from Illinois eastward into Indiana and northern Ohio. Other storms will initiate along the boundary in the vicinity of Lake Ontario this afternoon. This convection should gradually organize into a line moving east-southeastward across the risk area late this afternoon and into early this evening. Wind damage will be possible with bowing line segments. Cells that develop southward across the warm sector may tend to be more discrete, making supercell development also possible this afternoon. Any cells that can exhibit rotation could produce isolated large hail. Other severe storms will be possible over the central and southern plains. These storms will be capable of producing excessive rainfall that could lead to flash flooding. Flood watches are already in effect for these areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 94, set in 1949, and the record low, 38, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, increasing humidity with the chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late this afternoon and highs in the mid-80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, areas of fog developing with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and becoming humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon and into the evening with highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lower to mid-60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with a shower or thunderstorm possible by late afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms, also areas of fog developing with lows in the middle 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the middle 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds and fog to start, then increasing sun, lower 80s, mostly sunny, lower 80s on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday near 80, some leftover showers Tuesday, then some sun, lower 80s, mostly sunny Wednesday, lower 80s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms again Thursday with highs in the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.